This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root filling in, it's easy for me to say, filling in for Joe Pags. I'm not your typical TV host. For those of you who don't know me, you should know me because I come on this Newsmax TV channel right after Joe Pags. So you should know me. I hope after Joe is over, you tune into Wayne Root. And maybe you'll get a taste of Wayne Root over the next 2 days. I'm filling in for Joe, who's on a little bit of a holiday. He'll be back on Monday. Joe's a great guy and a friend of mine, and I'm honored and proud to be filling in for Joe Pags on the great Newsmax TV. By the way, 50 million homes and moving fast growing cable network in America, cable news network in America, and we'll be in 60 million homes next month and 80 million starting in early 2019 as we add Comcast Xfinity stations, cable homes all over the United States. I was talking about the new Willie Horton commercial, and it's funny because I hadn't read this article yet. I call it a Willie Horton commercial. I watched it this morning, and it reminds me of Willie Horton and how we destroyed the Democrats when Dukakis had a 17-point lead in 1988 coming out of the Democratic Convention. And I believe George H.W. Bush closed to win by 7. So you add 17 and 7 together, and he made up 24 points, I think probably the greatest political turnaround in the history of politics. And so I was watching the commercial. I instantly thought of Willie Horton. Well, it turns out all the Democrats instantly thought of Willie Horton, too. President Trump dropped a closing ad for the 2018 midterm elections. It's causing a firestorm. The ad features footage of this terrible illegal immigrant killer, Luis Enrique Monroy Bracamontes, a convicted cop killer and illegal immigrant. The ad says, "Bracamontes killed our people." The spot features footage of Bracamontes boasting of his killings and saying he wants to kill more cops. Democrats let him into this country, the ad reads. Democrats let him stay. The ad then shows footage from the migrant caravan heading north and shows a man telling Fox News, who's part of that caravan, that he's hoping President Trump will grant him a pardon for his role in a murder. Who else would Democrats let in? The ad asks. It closes with a title card reading, "President Donald J. Trump and Republicans are making America safe again." So CNN's Chris Cuomo said of the ad, "It makes Willie Horton's ad seem fair," a reference to the George H.W. Bush ad depicting Michael Dukakis as soft on crime after a weekend pass program. That's what it was. A weekend pass program supported allowing Willie Horton to commit rape while out on furlough. And now I remember him committing murder out on furlough. Maybe he was in jail for murder and committed rape while out on furlough. Senator Jeff Flake, who I can't stand, I mean, he's as bad as any Democrat. He told CNN this is just a new low in campaigning. It's sickening. What is the matter with you, Jeff Flake? What the hell's the matter with you? You got an R next to your name? You don't like the fact that an illegal alien killed cops, was in the country because of Democrat policies of open borders and sanctuary cities and chain migration and a thousand other things, birthright citizenship, they're all bad. They're all horrible for America. And you're sickened by the ad? You're not sickened by the cop killer who's smirking and saying, "I can't wait to kill more cops"? If it was up to Democrats, they'd let him out. Especially in California, they'd let him out. CNN's Don Lemon. Oh, he's an authority. He just said the worst terrorists in America are all white men. And we got to do something about it. White men are radicalized. CNN's Don Lemon shows the ad shows Trump's willing to use lies and scare tactics to terrify his base. Sorry, guys, but it isn't a stretch to say every time an illegal alien kills someone in America, it's because of Democrats and their open border and sanctuary city policies. That is not a stretch. That's politics. The ad Lemon says is racist. What would you call Don Lemon going on TV and saying the worst terrorists in America are white men? Robert Reich, another loser left over from the Clinton administration, said this may be the most desperate and vile ad since Willie Horton. See, they all saw the same thing. Except I saw the Willie Horton ad, and I said, attaboy. Wow, we finally got a new Willie Horton ad. That's how you win elections. And they see the Willie Horton ad and they go, oh, more racism. Well, you lost last time, and I think we're going to beat you again. Kick your butt again. This is the most desperate and vile ad since Willie Horton said Robert Reich. Who cares what Robert Reich thinks? Trump and Republicans don't want to talk about the fact, this is Reich talking, that they plan to repeal the Obamacare, gut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and cut taxes even further for their donors. They've resorted to fear-mongering. Max Boot complained, this ad gives demagoguery a bad name. This is so blatant, so over the top, so hysterical. It's just a disgrace. No, it's fantastic. Don Lemon said every American should speak out against Trump's ad. Oh, okay. I don't think too many Americans are going to be defending MS-13 for a guy named Luis Enrique Monroy Bracamontes, and not because there's anything wrong with his name, because his name represents evil and murder. And take it a step further, murder of a police officer, you know, and just, you know, call me strange. I'm like Trump. At the moment I was on a rant 3 nights ago on my show, the Wayne Allyn Root Show comes right after Joe Pag Show, right here on Newsmax, 8 p.m. East Coast time, 5 p.m. West, and on my radio show on USA Radio Network. You can listen right now, usaradio.com. Click on the live show. At the moment, I went on a rant saying I am a nationalist. I'm proud of being a nationalist. It doesn't mean I'm a Nazi. As a matter of fact, I am Jewish. Born to two Jewish parents, four Jewish grandparents. Did my DNA test 2 months ago. I am 99% Eastern European Jewish. That's what they said. I didn't even know Jewish is supposed to be a religion, not a race or a culture. But I've always felt it is all of the above. And so I'm 99% European Jewish. And so I'm as Jewish as they come. I'm a nationalist. Has nothing to do with Hitler. Has nothing to do with Nazis. Has nothing to do with racism. Has nothing to do with the KKK. Liberals have lied to you. Nationalism means you're proud of America. You love America. You think America is exceptional. You think it's the greatest country in world history ever blessed by God. You're proud of American exceptionalism. We are better than the rest of the world. Funny, I don't see anything great coming from any other country but America. You know, Australia is a nice country and a nice place to visit. But all the great things in the world are found and created in America. And all the wars are won in America or from American soldiers, American GIs. Australians don't win any wars. They're nice people. The Brits don't win wars. Without us, they would have lost World War I and World War II. They never could have won Desert Storm. They never could have won anything. It's always the United States of America. So, yes, we are exceptional. You know, we created the Internet. We created Apple and Microsoft. And the list is long of what's created in America. We're the greatest nation in the history of the world ever blessed by God. So, yes, I'm a nationalist. I think America first. And I think American people first, American workers first, American soldiers first. Wow, what a terrible thing to admit. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not going to apologize for it. I am a nationalist. And at the moment I had that rant on my Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, we went to an ad break and I turned on my iPhone. I checked messages. And there was a news break, breaking news story from Fox News saying Trump, President Trump had just announced he's a nationalist, he's proud of it, he's not apologizing. And Trump and I always think alike, so there it is. There it is. Why should I be embarrassed or apologize for loving my country? You should be embarrassed for not loving your country. You should be embarrassed for believing in birthright citizenship. You should be embarrassed for believing in chain migration. You should be embarrassed for believing in open borders and being against a wall. You know how simple a wall is? Liberals constantly lie about everything, and they lie about nationalism. They're slandering the word. It's a great word. And they lie about the wall all the time. They say a wall wouldn't help, or what do we need a wall for? Everything's fine. Everything's fine. You know how many hundreds of thousands of people are attacking our border every year, and it's getting worse, not better, even with Trump as president? How about the caravans coming now? It's an invasion. It's hordes of illegals and criminals invading our country. And mixed in with them, I'm sure, Middle Eastern terrorists. That's no big deal to liberals. No, no big deal at all. And so you just look at Israel. I'm Jewish. I love Israel. I don't love it as much as I love America. America is the only country I really love. America is number one for me. But number two is Israel. And Israel built a wall. And before the wall, there were 10,000 terror attacks a year in Israel. Think about where they are in that nest, that den, that nest of disaster of the Middle East with people who hate Israel, want to murder every Jew surrounding them. And so Israel built a wall, and 10,000 terror attacks 1 year. The next year after the wall was built, under 100. The year after that, I believe it's under 10 a year now. Same thing with illegal immigration. Israel had a major problem with with illegal immigrants sneaking into their country. Illegal aliens is a better word, I think. Illegal immigrants, a nice word that Democrats approve of. So I'll use the stronger word. Illegal aliens were constantly sneaking across Israel's border and coming into Israel. They built the wall. There are none anymore. There are no illegal aliens sneaking across. You can't get by a wall. Walls work. For those who have not watched my show, the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax, you don't know that I wrote a commentary that's gone viral all over the United States about 6 months ago about the fact that I live in a beautiful, I'm lucky enough to live in the great United States of America, where a son of a butcher, I'm the son of a man with a white apron and bloodstains, David Root, the son of a butcher became a self-made millionaire, and I live in Anthem Country Club in a beautiful mansion. And what's inside Anthem Country Club in the suburbs of Las Vegas? Well, we're surrounded by a wall. There's actually 1,500 homes inside Anthem Country Club, all built around a beautiful golf course, surrounded by a wall and a giant gate and armed guards. And so we don't have crime. It's like Mayberry, USA. My kids can walk around Anthem and nothing can happen. Thank God, knock on wood. Okay? Because of guards, because of guns, because of walls, and because of gates. Who's my neighbor? Harry Reid, former United States Senator of Nevada, former United States Senate Minority Leader, former United States Senate Majority Leader. Most important Democrat of the 1990s and 2000s, other than Obama himself. He's my neighbor. All the sons live here, too, and their families. They chose walls and gates and guards, armed guards, and now to get in, you need government-issued photo ID. Without it, they won't even let you in for deliveries to be the pool man, the maid, the nanny. Can't get in. Got to have photo-issued, government-issued photo ID. Don't Democrats say you don't need that? But they choose to live here. Hypocrite.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex, shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver are formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com.
War now!
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Per P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allyn Root Show. Pags away for a couple days, and I'm filling in for him proudly, happily, honored to be Wayne Allyn Root, War. If you don't know me, a nationally syndicated radio talk show host on USA Radio Network. As a matter of fact, I'm on USA Radio right now as we speak, so do all my USA Radio listeners. Hey, how are you? And our flagship stations like KBET 790 AM in Las Vegas or KBDT in Dallas, Texas, flagship station of USA Radio Network. KBET is my personal flagship station because it's in Vegas, and that's where I started, and that's where I live. In Las Vegas, but nationally syndicated radio host, TV host here at Newsmax TV right after Joe Pags at 8 o'clock East Coast time, 5 o'clock Pacific time every single night, Monday through Friday. Nationally syndicated newspaper writer, and by the way, I don't think there's anyone else who has my characteristics in America. You know, you could go to Rush Limbaugh, you go to Michael Savage, you can go to Mark Levin. Some of them are national radio, some are national TV, some are national radio and TV, not too many. But I believe I'm the only one with the triple crown, national radio, national TV, nationally syndicated column. And some of them I've written books, but I've now written 12 books. My 12th book is on the way through the publishing division of Newsmax and Newsmax TV. It's called Humanix, and they're the publishing division. And Newsmax did hire me to write the book called Trump Rules. And it's not about politics, by the way. It's about all the rules of Donald Trump's life that allowed him to get rich and famous and powerful and president of the United States and billionaire and the number one star on TV of a reality TV show and producer of that show. Everything he's ever done, he's become number one. And so I isolated all the rules that made him number one and that you can use for you to be number one in life, that anyone could use. And I proved it by writing in the book all the rules that I share with Donald Trump, and I'm just a small businessman. And yet I've managed to make amazing things happen, including national TV, national radio, as well as nationally syndicated newspaper column and 12 books, including multiple national bestsellers, and throw in the king of Vegas sports gambling, in case you know the name Wayne Allyn Root. I've done that for 33 years, long before I got into politics. And throw in a fantasy football show that I'm now hosting. Kind of an amazing life I lead. The life of, not the life of Riley, the life of Root. And I do it because of the Trump rules. Donald Trump taught me well from a young age. By the way, the day I graduated college, Trump Tower, the most beautiful luxury skyscraper in the history of the world, opened that year, 1983, on Fifth Avenue in New York. So Trump was like my hero. And I've always studied him and emulated him and modeled him and followed him. So this is nothing new. I always rooted him for him to run for president. And on the day he announced for president, when he came down that escalator, guess who wrote the column in Fox News saying you're looking at the next president of the United States? I did. And I said he will be the next president. He was at 1%, I believe, in the polls at that point. And I said he's the next president of the United States. And when he was down by double digits, everybody thought, with 3 weeks to go in October of 16, and when... Nate Silver, that's the name I'm looking for, Nate Silver of the New York Times, the great supposed predictor of everything. Nate Silver said Hillary had a 92% chance of winning the election. On that day, I was on Fox News, and I said, Trump will win. And they said, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? He's got zero chance of winning. It's almost zero. He's down by double digits. He's going to drag the whole GOP with him. It's going to be a landslide against the GOP. And I was on Fox News. I said, no, you guys don't know what you're talking about because I'm a Vegas guy. And I'm not a pollster. I'm a gut instinct guy. I speak to people. And I know the taxicab poll. And they said, what do you mean the taxicab poll? These are two pollsters sitting next to me, Republican and Democrat, both from D.C. And that's what's in common. I don't just hate you because you're Democrat. I hate you because you're from D.C. I hate you because you are a complete establishment rhino loser from D.C., even if you're a Republican. They knew nothing about Trump. They didn't understand it. They didn't get it. And they still don't. They're still making predictions that are bull spit. Total lies. Oh, now we're going to get 30 seats. Great pollster Cook says today. No, we're not. And we're about to expand big time in the Senate. We'll win 3 to 5 new Senate seats, maybe as many as 6 to 7. I'm the guy who predicted the 2010 landslide for the GOP. 2014 landslide for the GOP would be even bigger. I was right. And I've been predicting for months now that it's going to be a red wave, not a blue wave. But anyway, I quoted the taxicab poll. My friend's a taxicab driver, and she asked every person that gets in the cab in 2016, who are you voting for? No one's listening, no cameras. I'm doing my own informal poll. And she said, Wayne, it's almost 100% for Donald Trump. How could Hillary be winning the election? And these are cross currents of America coming to Vegas to do business. It was mostly businessmen and a few tourists who got in her cab. And everybody said, Trump, 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 but they whispered it. Trump. Because they're afraid someone's going to hear them. They don't tell pollsters they're voting for Trump. And they're not telling pollsters today that they're voting for Republican candidates to support Trump. But due to the caravan and the end of birthright citizenship through executive order and today's new rules on asylum seekers, that's the biggest thing on the minds of Americans. Stop the illegal hordes from invading the United States of America. We're going to do just fine on Tuesday. Just fine. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
War now!
USA Radio News.
President Trump announced a major change in our asylum policy, saying the government will no longer allow migrants who jump the border to turn around and claim asylum in an attempt to gain citizenship here. The president also had major news regarding catch and release.
But we're not releasing anymore. Big change as of a couple of days ago. We're going to no longer release. We're going to catch. We're not going to release.
With 5 days until the midterm elections, the president also addressed our election security.
I just met with the FBI, with Chris, and the Justice Department, and with Secretary Nielsen. And they've spent a lot of time and effort and some money on making sure that everything with respect to the election coming up in 5 days is going to be perfect and safe.
The Dow was up 264 points today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the...
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the
Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, love your calls, love your emails, WayneRoot@gmail.com. In between death threats and crazy mentally ill Trump derangement syndrome victims sending me emails, I get about 99% fan mail from wonderful people, salt of the earth, middle class, working class, small business owner Americans who love Trump and love Wayne Allyn Root. So I love hearing from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. My Twitter page, @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. Over 150,000 social media followers at my Facebook and Twitter pages. Love hearing from all of you. Here's an email that came in to WayneRoot@gmail.com just seconds ago. Let's see, about 20 minutes ago while I was on the air. I love the ideas of my listeners and my viewers. You're all brilliant people. That's why I'm a son of a butcher, right? I don't think rich people are that smart. I don't think so. I think a lot of them got lucky. I think most of them inherited money. I think their mommies and daddies gave them money to open their business. I meet middle-class people and small business owners, and I think they're 50 times smarter than most rich people. Not Donald Trump, of course. Now, there's one of the most brilliant men to ever walk the face of the earth, and I predicted that he'd turn around the American economy in 5 minutes and do better than Reagan because he understands money and jobs and making an economy go better than anybody in the world. I made that prediction. He's the one rich guy I really like, but most of them are full of hot air, and I'll take working class, middle class people with their common sense. So this guy Greg from Flagstaff, Arizona, says, Wayne, we have thousands of troops headed for the border to handle the situation. In my opinion, that's a great start to the wall. It may be a different kind of wall than President Trump was thinking of, but it's still a wall. True. Why can't we have a permanent troops stationed on the border with the assistance of motion sensing and night vision devices? This is doable for the entire length of the border in a fraction of the time it takes to build a physical wall, or at least leave them and the equipment there until the physical wall can be built. Greg in Flagstaff, Arizona. Thank you, Greg. Brilliant idea. I think I'll write an entire column based on that. I don't agree to leave them there permanently. I agree to leave them there semi-permanently until the wall is built. And then when the wall's built, they don't have to be there anymore. And I'd add to your equation, you said you'd have the troops there, you'd have night vision devices and motion sensing. No, you'd have drones. Take troops, ICE, Border Patrol, drones with cameras in them, and nobody will ever get by the border until the wall is built. But we've got to build the wall. As I pointed out in the first segment, in Israel, they proved the wall works. No more illegal immigrants get in, no more illegal aliens get in, and no more terrorists get in once you've got the wall. It works in Israel. Why should it work here? All right. A lot of great people email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. By the way, the next hour, which is my normal show on Newsmax TV combined with my USA, third hour of my USA radio show, Steve Bannon is my guest. Good friend of mine, Steve Bannon. We've emailed and spoken for years, and we think exactly alike. We're both nationalists. We're both populists. We both love America. There isn't anything bad about being a nationalist. It means you love America. It means you celebrate America. It means you believe in American exceptionalism. So Steve and I both think exactly alike, and I think immigration, illegal immigration right now, caravan, birthright citizenship, asylum seekers, perfect issues to win big for the GOP in Tuesday's election. We're going to do fantastic. And Steve will be my guest about 8:30 East Coast time, 5:30 West Coast time. We'll have Steve on right here at the Wayne Allyn Root Show. If you're tuning in, you're saying, where's Joe Pags? Joe Pags is simply away for a couple of days. I'm filling in for him, guest hosting, and he'll be back on Monday. He's a great guy. He's a brilliant guy, fantastic guy. Long before I had my own nationally syndicated radio or TV show, I was a guest all the time on the Joe Pags Show. So Joe was one of the people that gave me my start in this business. Michael Savage was one of the people that gave me my start in this business. I was not only a guest on the Michael Savage Show, but I guest hosted the Michael Savage Show about 3 years ago, the week between Christmas and New Year's. So I spent 5 days guest hosting for Michael Savage, and that catapulted my career to get my own talk show in Las Vegas, then eventually to have it nationally syndicated by USA Radio, and then to get the TV show on Newsmax TV and the best-selling books of the nationally syndicated column. I owe it all to people like Michael Savage and Joe Pags and Donald Trump. who was a huge fan of mine long before he decided to run for President of the United States and endorsed my book, The Power of Relentless, before he ever ran for President of the United States. Thank you, President Donald Trump. Great guy. And I've loved opening up for Donald Trump. I've opened up at 6 Trump events during his campaign, and I opened up just a month ago when he came to Las Vegas. He personally requested me to be his opening speaker at the event in Vegas with about 10,000 attending. Thank you, President Donald Trump. What a great joy to get a phone call the night before saying, this is the office of the President of the United States. The President has requested you be the opening speaker for his event when he shows up in Vegas. So, great honor. Let's grab some calls. We've got Mark in Portland on line one. He's been waiting the longest. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. Phone number, by the way, 833-WAR-TALK. We'd love all of you to call in and tell us what's on your mind. Mark, what you got on your mind tonight?
Okay, so you make your analysis on polling by talking to taxi drivers, yet these polls that are coming out, where you just mentioned, like, the Cook Report, where he's talking about Democrats taking 30 to 40 seats. Where do these guys get this information from? And if, Drudge is supposed to be favorable to Trump, why is he posting these fallacious posts on his website for people to be freaking out about if they're not accurate? Can you explain to us that are out here, how do these people get this information, and where do they base their polls on if they're not accurate and they're full of crap what they're saying, 30 to 40 seats? And why, pray tell, is Drudge posting this stuff to make us freak out?
Well, first of all, I'm a big fan of Matt Drudge, and the Drudge Report's been one of my go-to sites my entire life. Drudge and Breitbart and Gateway Pundit, Fox News, Zero Hedge. Those were also my favorite sites to go to and check out the news and then talk about those topics on my shows each night. So I'm a fan of Drudge. But lately, I will tell you, Mark, my friends keep texting me and emailing me and calling me and saying, Wayne, what's up with Drudge? Has he decided he hates Trump? His headlines are horrible. They're all anti-Trump lately. I don't know what's up with Drudge. Who knows? You know, I'm from New York. I've always said people think New Yorkers are unfriendly. We're only unfriendly to people we don't know. Once you get to know a New Yorker and you become a friend with a New Yorker, they are the most loyal people in the world. They will never leave you, ever. I will never leave Donald Trump. I am the most loyal Donald Trump supporter, champion, and defender in the world. Maybe Matt Drudge has decided to backstab Donald Trump. I don't know. I don't know what's the matter with Drudge. But his headlines suck, to be perfectly blunt, lately. And they're very negative to Trump and the Republican Party. So is he just trying to get controversy and crisis and traffic to his site by getting people excited and upset? I don't know. Does that work? I don't know. I think I'd rather get them excited than positive. As far as the pollster question, you asked me why they're so wrong. Well, first of all, they were all wrong in the 2016 election. And I've caught them being wrong many times before. In 2004 was the re-election of George W. Bush. And I went on Newsmax. There was no Newsmax TV in those days. But I went on Fox News, and then I did an interview with Newsmax about my Fox News appearance. Newsmax.com did that interview with me. And I predicted that George W. Bush would win re-election by 3 points and 30 electoral votes. And he won re-election by 3 points and about 30 electoral votes. At the moment I made that prediction, every pollster in America was saying Kerry was ahead by 3 to 5. And so I don't know. How did I get that right? Just pure gut instinct. I admit I'm not a pollster. I just talk to people. I used to speak to hundreds of people. Now I speak to thousands. I get emails from thousands of people. And I know what's going on. I got emails from hundreds of women. I know that because they say in their email, I'm a Catholic mom. I voted Democrat most of my life. No more. After what they did to Kavanaugh, I've got 2 sons. What they did to him, they could do to my boys. I will never vote Democrat again. When you start to get 20 letters like that, you feel like a red wave is coming. I believe we're going to do as well or better than we did in 2016 when we fooled the pundits and Trump was elected. I believe we'll do like we did in 2014, 2010, when I called a landslide when no one else did. Well, I'm not calling a landslide, but I'm calling a fantastic night in the Senate for the GOP, 3 to 5 seats and maybe more. And I'm calling we keep the House by the skin of our chinny chin chin, just barely, but I think we'll keep it. Or if we lose it, we'll lose it by 1 or 2 seats, which would really stink. Because if Trump doesn't have the House, nothing's going to get done for 2 years in the House. And they're going to begin impeachment proceedings. That's fine. They can't do anything to him. And then we'll win big and we'll win it back in 2020 with Trump at the top of the ticket. But I do believe we're going to keep the House. I don't believe the average American sees the caravan coming and they're going to vote for a Democrat candidate who wants open borders. I don't believe it. I think the pollsters are just, you ask me why they're making mistakes like this? It's not purposeful, I don't think. I think they're just stupid. They don't realize that conservatives who love Trump do not tell you they love Trump. We're all quiet. We are the silent majority. Nixon gave that phrase. It's never been more true than today. We are the silent majority. Everywhere I go, people whisper to me, "You're for Trump? I'm for Trump, too." Or, "Wayne, you're my favorite. I love Trump. Oh, man, I love listening to you." But they always whisper it. No one wants to say it out loud because they're afraid they'll be fired from their job. They're afraid someone will put a rock through their window if they put a sign out front that says Trump. They're afraid their car tires will be stabbed with a knife if they put a bumper sticker that says Trump. You notice you never see Trump bumper stickers anywhere. A friend of mine went to a tire store the other day, saw a Trump bumper sticker on a car, and went up to the guy who was in front of the car and said, "Man, are you brave, but thank you for putting that bumper sticker on your car. I wouldn't do it." And the guy said, "Well, I don't think I'm going to do it anymore either. Why do you think I'm here? Somebody stabbed 3 of my 4 tires and let all the air out, and I got to replace them, and it's several $100. That's what happens. So you got to whisper you're for Trump. So the pollsters don't understand. We're not answering the phone for them. If we do, we're lying and telling them the opposite of what we're going to do. So there's that 5 to 10 point Trump factor, Trump whisper factor, that the pollsters don't understand. We're not telling them, and we're not answering the phone because we got no time. We're too busy working. Democrats can afford to answer the phone. So many of them are lazy welfare bums waiting for a check in the mail after they've watched Dr. Phil and gotten up late to sleep till noon. Rest of us, hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to you by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allen Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
War now!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. That was a great idea by one of my fans. I think a viewer from this network, from Newsmax TV, but it could be a radio listener. But this idea that, while you're waiting for the wall to be built, let's leave the troops and leave all the armored vehicles down there and protect our borders. And, you think about the cost. Some liberal's going to go, oh, my God, we got $21 million in debt. Well, first of all, we have $21 million in debt because it was 10 when Obama took over, and he turned it into 20. Okay? It's growing much slower now than it was under Obama. Even with the massive tax cuts, it's growing much slower. But the reality is, yes, it's expensive to keep troops to the border, but it's cheap compared to letting people in who use up welfare for the rest of their lives. I saw the study the other day. You let in some kid from any country. It doesn't be Mexico. Let's use Israel as the example, okay? I'm Jewish. Let a kid in from Israel. Let a kid in from Canada. Let a kid in from Austria or Australia. If they need food stamps and welfare and aid to dependent children and free school and free medical for the rest of their lives because their parents are poor and don't speak English, guess what? It's like $1 million America has to spend on every kid till the day they turn 18. And then when they turn 18, if you're an illegal, guess what they want to give you? All the liberals want to give you free college education. My kids and your kids have to pay full fare. Well, they get it for free because they're illegal. Does that make any sense in the United States of America? None. Zero. But the point is, it's $1 million to house that kid and to take care of him medically and to take care of his education costs, his or her. And so I'd rather put troops on the border. You'll probably spend 1/20th protecting the border and stopping them from getting in versus the amount you'd spend once you let them in. Let's take some calls. We've got Chris in Las Vegas, line 4. Chris, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Wayne. Thank you, man. I sure love your show, and I love to listen to it each and every day.
Well, it's on every day, so you should listen to it every day. Are you watching on Newsmax TV?
No, I listen to it while I'm working and driving home. But what I was telling the call screener was, Wayne, Donald Trump ought to impose a tax on the millions of dollars that is spent out of this country to support
yes.
other countries. Put a tax on it. If they're working here and they're spending money to foreign countries or countries that are not friendly to the United States, every dollar that leaves, we ought to put a 25% tariff on it, and then we can pay for that wall.
All right, so you, are you a fairly new listener to my show, Chris? Are you kind of new in the game?
No, I listen all the time.
Oh, then you must not have heard it. It was probably 6 months ago that I came up with that same idea, so great minds think alike. I said that, first, I didn't say 25%. I said a 10% sales tax on every dollar that leaves the country. And, you know, I know the numbers. You know how much money leaves the country? About $250 billion a year. So 10% of that's $25 billion. Guess what it costs to build the wall? $25 billion. So in 1 year, you'd have enough tax to build a wall, and it wouldn't be on the back of American taxpayers. It'd be on the back of foreigners and illegals in our country who are using all our services in the first place. They should pay for the wall. And so in 1 year, it's paid for, and the next year, you have another $25 billion for border security. And the year after that, another $25 billion. And every year from now forward, we'd have $25 billion of extra tax money coming from illegals, not from Americans, because I was born in America, and all my friends and relatives are in America. I've never sent a dollar out of the United States in my life. Why should I pay that tax? Right. That's your tax. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Hey, Paul in Texas, line three. Paul, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Paul, you there? There you go.
Wayne.
Yes.
I'm here. My name is Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. Yes, my question was, I wonder if this is going to be our first broken arrow to occur on the borders as this invading horde tries to get through.
Broken arrow meaning some sort of a nuclear type event? Is that what you mean by broken arrow?
The slang in the Vietnam War basically was like a universal code, meaning the ground unit is being overrun.
Yes.
And descending all available assets. Now, I'm sure they have backup troops that are in the back there should it really get out of hand. But from what I saw them tearing down the fences along the border with Guatemala and throwing the rocks and so on, I wouldn't be surprised to see them just invade.
Yeah, I just don't think they could win. There wouldn't be a broken arrow situation because they can't overrun our military. Trump's sending 10 to 15,000 plus armored vehicles, plus Border Patrol, plus ICE officers. No way they could overrun us. I mean, we're the American military. It's not the same as, you know, overrunning the Mexicans at the Guatemala border. They're pathetic, right?
In the past, I've heard what orders that they give the troops might be orders such as do not fire. I don't know what the orders are, the standing orders.
Well, Trump, did you not hear Trump's speech today, by the way, Paul?
I saw part of it, and then I had to do something.
Okay, so Trump said during his speech today, I watched them throw rocks at the Mexican police and the Mexican military, and if they do that to our men, I've ordered them to treat it as if it's a gun and a bullet. That means to try to kill you and respond accordingly. So Trump is giving them the green light to go ahead and respond. So if they throw rocks, they're going to get shot, is what it comes down to. And I have no problem with that because Israel does that every day with vicious Palestinians who are trying to maim and take your eye out. That's no different than a gun or a knife. A rock's a deadly weapon. Someone throws a rock at a cop, I expect the cop to take out his gun and shoot. That's a deadly weapon. Trump's giving them the green light. I love it. Liberals will freak. The ACLU will freak. Wayne Root says A-plus seal of approval. That's what a cop should do. You don't allow someone to attack you and try and kill you or maim you. You've got to respond. It's called self-defense. You're defending yourself and the United States of America. God bless America. Coming right back. The next hour will be on Newsmax TV, my usual show. War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show starts.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.